Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
All right, so it's one thing to be ghosted by a dude or a woman when you go out a couple of different times and you're left hanging. What happened? What even happened? Our intern Carly here got ghosted by a roommate who moved out on her while she was at lunch. Okay?
She did.
Now, for those that didn't hear chapter one, lead us up to that and her just bailing on you, and then tell us what's happened since.
So basically what happened was we had lived together for 2 years and we were really good friends, inseparable, did everything together. And then we went to move into a new place our junior year. And as we were moving in, she did not like the size of her apartment. And so she sent me and my mom to lunch. And then when we got back, she was moved into a studio apartment down the hall.
So she didn't like the size of her room or the size of your apartment that you were sharing?
The size of her room.
So she moved into a studio?
Yeah.
Which was bigger?
No. It was not. So I was very confused by that decision. But
it doesn't sound like it was the room, maybe.
I really could not tell you. It was just a mess all around.
Do not look within.
Yeah. No. Never.
I'm mad for you, but I'm kind of impressed that she can move herself from one apartment to another within a lunch.
Right? I was like, did you just like go downstairs, beg them to let you cancel your lease and then come right back up? I'm like, all right, go so I can move.
Well,
so
think about this in college, because I used to pride myself on this. I had roommates and we were a wild bunch and we never knew if we were going to still be invited to be in our house or not. All I had was like one box of things. I could be in and out in 2 hours, all the stuff that I had. It was just clothes, a couple of pieces of paper. I could be gone in 2 hours.
I had a lot of clothes. I think that's why I had a lot of stuff. It was mostly clothes for me.
Maybe because I'm the size I am, it's always been like Carter stuff. So I just fold it up real quick. So what has happened? So she moves down the hall.
She moved down the hall, and I didn't hear from her for a solid about 6 months, I would say. And then she reached out to me being like, hey, like, is everything okay? I explained to her. I was like, no, I felt very betrayed by what you did. She was like, oh, I can see how you feel that way. And that was that. I was
That's
like,
an understatement.
Right. I was like, I'm not answering you. Like, you're not taking any responsibility. So we didn't talk again for another, I think it's been 4 months now.
I'd be pissed.
Wow.
Just pissed.
And so like 2 weekends ago, it was my birthday, and she texted me, she was like, happy birthday, with like a bunch of emojis, all that. I was like, this is a little weird. And so I was like, oh, thank you, like, hope all is well, like, trying to be polite. She was like, yeah, everything's great, like, I have a new job, doing this, and this. I'm like, okay, cool. She's like, so how's your birthday? Like, really trying hard to continue this conversation.
So she's like hitting you up going, just want to let you know, since I left you high and dry, my life is so good. I got a new job and a raise and new friends. How are you doing?
Well, and the thing is, she kept the conversation going for a week. Like, there'd be points where the conversation was clearly over, and she'd be like, so, like, how's this? Like, how's this? Like, how's your family member doing? Like, what are you doing today? Like, how was your birthday? I'm like, it's good, but, like, I don't know if I should respond anymore, like, what her intentions are at this point, if she, like,
wants do you want to be friends with her again?
I would, but I don't know if she would ever own up to what she did.
And so that's a stipulation.
Yeah.
Like, she's got to take accountability.
This is such a classic immature move, and I feel you so hard on this, because I have so many gal pals like this, where instead of just facing, like, what they did head on, but like, you know what? Moving out of the apartment, kind of a crappy move. They just think if I'm super nice to you, you're just going to forget about it at some point. And that's exactly what's happening to you here. And it's really grinding my gears.
Do you agree with this, Mel?
I feel like she is. She doesn't want to take accountability, a lot like Abby said. And maybe she's wanted to talk to you this entire time. And I guess your birthday was like the excuse to finally start reaching out again.
Yeah, so I texted her for her birthday. And I was like, happy birthday. She was like, thanks. All a lowercase, like nothing. I was like, okay. And then we didn't talk together after that. And so now that her reaching out now, I just find it a little bit strange almost. Because like we're going into the new school year. So I guess this is her way to like weasel back in. But it's just, I don't know if I feel comfortable with that again.
The anxiety of doing something so bad and then running into you in the halls would give me so much stress if I didn't clear the air.
Oh, no. I try to avoid her.
Yeah.
Her part of the hallway in the apartment.
So she's clearly trying to still be your friend. How do you feel about it, though? I mean, your feelings are your feelings.
Yeah, I have very mixed feelings. I think it's more of I was so betrayed and so hurt because she knows, like, I've had issues with friends, like, doing, like, not stuff like this, but, like, betraying me behind my back before. And it just kind of was like, oh, so everything, like, you've ever told me about, like, it's just not true, you know, in a way. So I just feel very hurt by it. But also, like, I'm like, I miss you. So it's...
Well, it seems like she took as much time as she needed to get over whatever she was going through. So maybe it's your turn. Take as much time as you need.
We'll see.
I don't know. Life is too short to have, like, faux friends around that you really can't trust. I'd give us some more space, too. You guys think?
Yeah, I would just cut her off. That's me, though.
See, that's what I said. And everyone's like, you're being too mean. Like, my mom's.
You came to the right place.
Yeah.
You're not mean enough.
That's what I was thinking.
Dark Mode Abby says, cut her off. Lock her.
The Burt Show.